Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now is Jane Kubriak. Jane, you are the VC and startup scout with Social Discovery Group. You're found on the web at socialdiscoverygroup.com. Jane, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, Jane, before we talk about what Social Discovery Group is and the work that you do, tell us outside of work, I've been on your LinkedIn. I see a couple of things that you do for fun and outside of work. But what have you been into lately?
Basically, it's connected to where I am, Josh, because I'm based in Montenegro. That's Mediterranean, Adriatic Sea. And this is an amazing place where I took up sailing. So I go out on a sailboat every now and then.
Wow.
Actually, sometimes even at the helm. Yeah, so I'm a little bit proud of that. And also, I've recently run the Berlin Marathon. So I'm a marathon runner. And practically, outside of my work, people can find me either on the sea, like on a sailboat, or running by the seaside.
Basically, oh my goodness. And if someone wants to see beautiful photos, do a search right now for Budva, Montenegro, B-U-D-V-A, Montenegro. And yep. You have to see, it's like the most picturesque, you know, city by the sea kind of. How did you end up there?
I'm born and raised in Russia. Uh-huh. Actually, when the Russia-Ukraine war started, it began to feel a little bit unsafe there.
Yeah.
And not really good for my global career perspectives, which we're going to talk a little bit later.
Yeah.
I just left this place for somewhere, had a great career in Moscow, basically was a consultant, sometime with Bain & Company, did some corporate finance before that. And it kind of coincided with me doing startups, being more remote work focused after the COVID and like location agnostic. So I just decided to give a go to this idea of living by the seaside, you know.
And well, I'll tell you, that is about one of the most picturesque seaside towns that I have ever seen. It's absolutely gorgeous. Jane, tell us a little bit about Social Discovery Group and particularly the work that you do with Venture Studio.
Yeah, so Social Discovery Group is a big top three player in digital connections, online dating. They're owner of dating.com website, for example. So they match people globally with other people and also with AI companions these days, which is naturally a trend everybody's heard about. Basically, what we do at the lab, we look for new startups in the same scene, but in more vibrant trends, as I've mentioned, AI companions, mental health, some gamified, interesting mechanics of interactions between people, romantic, not romantic. And what I specifically do, I am a startup scout. So I look for startup founders, and I also build this startup founder community. So in charge of that. The goal is to help founders succeed in any way we can and to look for the best promising business endeavors, of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, $1 million question, Jane, what are you looking for in a startup?
I would say great founders, strong, success oriented personality, but a little bit of humility because ventures is about making mistakes and like coming back even greater after those mistakes. So great personality and team, that would be number one. Number two would be the fit with the main business. Because if we're talking about Social Discovery Group, they are a strategic investor, meaning that they look for synergies between those great businesses like dating.com and those new businesses of those startups. And number three would be a great market. And a part of that is this trend of AI companions, which are not only like chats, but also like real personalities, built avatars, sometimes with the video images, even sometimes it's just a chat, but with a personality. And those avatars, they are like not only for like chit chat or relationship kind of thing, but they could be for about anything, like mental health, health issues, work issues. These days, you can even chat with your analytics system, CRM system, or like anything, I don't know, tax planner, anything you can think of.
Tell me about that market from a business perspective and from where investors see the future. It's a little weird that we're talking about this, but objectively, I mean, it's a big business opportunity, and it seems, from my perspective and from what I've been tracking and reading, that there's a pretty healthy appetite for this.
I
And I'm
would say
speaking specifically about, the AI kind of companion, the AI, kind of that AI, a companion.
yeah, so too great of an appetite, I would say, Josh, because the biggest trend I notice and I write about in my posts, in my newsletter, that it's highly polarized, the venture capital and the startup scene. So you are either coming from, for example, OpenAI, you form some research lab and you get maybe hundreds of million dollars of investments, maybe even a billion, with just an idea without a product. Like, for example, Mira Murati with Thinking Machines did. This is ex-CTO of OpenAI. So it's either that, or you are struggling to get even $1 million of fundraising. So if you succeed, for example, with a round of just $1 million, you are a hero, especially in Europe. I know a bunch of founders who have struggled with even this much funding. So this polarization means that everybody is, metaphorically speaking, is trying to jump into the same boat, into the same companies, and it's like investor crowding, and it's around of those big names we have all heard about, like, I don't know, OpenAI, Cursor, stuff like that. This lovable company, which is building the apps, which is from Europe, by the way, Swedish company. So yeah, this polarization leads to a lot of great founders being overlooked, because if you do not come from this nice background of OpenAI, or you didn't drop out from Stanford GSB or just Stanford, those investors, the big ones, they tend to overlook people without brand names. And that's practically a big part of my job, looking for that overlooked talent. Because right now, what we see as another trend, probably besides this polarization, it's much easier to build a product. It's much easier to build an app, a service, which is even gonna be good. And what founders are really struggling with is getting attention to
Is
the
getting, I'm sorry,
problem.
is getting what?
Attention.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Well, Jane,
You know.
yeah,
Yeah,
what
sorry.
it regarding, so I, you know, obviously in the ecosystem that you provide, is attention something that you're able to assist with then?
I would say yes and no, because founders have to get some traction on their own.
Oh, yeah.
We invest into pre-seed stage, so very, very early, and they got to show that they can do something on their own. But there is one thing about Social Discovery Group. They have very strong marketing, the core business, and that's one of the services we can provide, this marketing expertise for further growth. So once this startup takes off, the marketing team can really help handle this scaling stage.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, Jane, let's start sharing some resources to our friend that's listening. First off, what resources does Social Discovery Group provide? And if someone is listening to this and they are interested in engaging with SDG, sh share both, kind of free resources and then engagement paths.
Basically, contacting SDG, it's all free, of course, can be done on the website. I'm really happy to chat with anyone about Social Discovery Group and any opportunities in the venture capital scene directly, so they can just contact me on LinkedIn. I'm there daily, reply all the messages, try to. Just push me once again if I didn't reply. I really try my best. And yeah, one more resource I can share right now, my newsletter. Right, Josh? I can talk about it right now.
Please, yes, you talk about anything you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I've recently started a newsletter. Because I feel like a lot of going on in the venture world
Yeah.
and collected information for myself and for my readers and share stuff like I've just shared with you a little bit. I post it on LinkedIn and I also post it on my newsletter, which is at jane.beehive.com. It's a weekly newsletter of startup news, VC news, like who's got what round, which VCs got new money in their funds, which trends are happening in AI and beyond. So, anyone who's just interested in this condensed insider view with my specific takes, really welcome to subscribe. And also, it's not just a newsletter for reading, it's also an ecosystem for connecting startup founders with VCs and startup scouts, which are part of my network these days. Yeah, go to this website, subscribe, and I will be happy to connect you with anyone relevant to your business, especially if you are doing a startup already. Should definitely subscribe. And if not, if you just want to talk about it, just contact me on LinkedIn. Ask me any
Yeah.
question. I'm happy to
Yeah.
answer.
Yeah. And Jane, we have a direct link to your LinkedIn as well, which and in your LinkedIn, you've got a link to your newsletter. I just actually just commented on that post there. Because in your newsletter, you talk a lot about kind of that intersection of AI and VC, and kind
Yeah.
of what how startup founders and venture capitalists are kind of navigating this together. So very cool stuff. All right. Well, Jane Kubrick, again, you are the VC and startup scout for Social Discovery Group, the website socialdiscoverygroup.com. And there's actually a long URL that goes specifically to the Lab Venture Studio, which we've got that in the show notes for this podcast episode. Jane, it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Josh.
If you
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.